Our next topic is main characters in Kanthapura. Heading: Characters in Kanthapura. Though it is a tale of Gandhi's charismatic effect on the village, the Mahatma himself does not appear in the novel. His spokesman is his disciple Murthy, who follows his master to the extent of fasting and preaching against caste in favor of universal brotherhood. Even Murthy is more like a walking slogan than a real character. In the same way, the British are pitifully represented by the two officials of the Skeffington Coffee Estate, one a whip-welding Simon Legree, the other a weak woman chaser. They have no real individuality or conviction, though to be fair, they are supposed to be seen through the eyes of a simple peasant. And all the violent actions is perpetrated by the police, who are merely tools of the distant oppressors. Real lively characterization is only found in the villagers, especially in the villagers Rangamma, Kamalamma and Ratna, and in Bhatta, who goes over the British. Raja Rao's purpose is to make us see the conflict as a conflict of peoples and principles, not of individuals, and to erect the village into a kind of corporate character. This fits in well with the timeless quality of Kanthapura, the uniting of the Gandhian revolt with the Ramayana and the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna's coming down to earth as Gandhi. Ancient and modern Kanthapura meet in the Harikathaman, Jaya Ramachar, the storyteller who retells the Rama epic, equating it with Gandhi's struggle for Swaraj, H.M. Williams. Our first character is Murthy. Murthy, the central figure in the novel, has been described as the hero. He is regarded as the village Gandhi. He is the youngest child and the only son of the widow Narsamma. He is an educated native of Kanthapura. Although he is presented as the hero of the play, but he has no heroic qualities. He is an ordinary youth with common human weaknesses. The narrator characterizes Murthy as honest as an elephant, in spite of the fact that he has been to the city. Narsamma is the widowed mother of Murthy. Her six surviving children, all others were daughters who had been married off by now. Narsamma is a typical woman of her class, mild and orthodox. Murthy is the object of her special love, not because he is her only son, but also because he is the youngest of all her children. He is not only loved and liked by his mother, but all the villagers too. Murthy has been described as a noble cow, quite generous, serene, deferent, and Brahminic, a very prince. The narrator Achakka says that if she has not been a daughterless widow, she must have offered a granddaughter, if she had one, to the young chap so nice. The coffee planter Ramaya comes to offer his own daughter to Murthy, but it could not be accepted because of the horoscope, which does not tally. When Murthy was in college, he felt the full force of Gandhi and he walked out of it a Gandhi man. In those days, Hundreds and thousands of young men throughout the country gave up their studies and courted arrest, and Murthy is one of them. But the manner in which he walked out of the college is unique and admirable in so many ways. Through his activities, Murthy soon begins to be called as the village Gandhi. In the novel, we find an ascent of the love force. For Murthy, the hero, the law is life, the law is live and let to live. For mutual forbearance and toleration is the law of life. He creates the Satyagrahis out of the sons of the soil. Women also participate in the movement. The Satyagrahi, according to Gandhi, is one who is prepared for but does not anticipate repression. He imputes no evil to his opponent. For Gandhi, both the end and the means are important, the cardinal principle of ethics. Murthy is the novel recognizes the virtues of discipline. He also inculcates discipline in the fighters for freedom whenever they go out of control. A Satyagrahi must recognize the value of discipline. It is a force, a power, and a potent instrument to spell the word non-violence. Murthy in the novel is moral on the lines of Mahatma Gandhi. He is fearless and as such can face the police. Being spiritual, he is moral. Even the force of arms gets subdued when faced with the Satyagrahis armed with non-violence and the love force. It is reflected abundantly in the character of Murthy. It is Murthy who throws himself heart and soul into the work of the upliftment of the downtrodden people. However, it does cost Murthy a struggle to give up caste considerations altogether. Raja Rao's main characters are also social of a sort. In Kanthapura and The Serpent and the Rope, there exists in Murthy and Ramaswamy a curious mixture of the conservative and revolutionary. Murthy had gone through life like a noble cow, quite generous, serene, deferent, and Brahminic, a very prince. On the other hand, it is he who repudiates many centuries of Hindu tradition by entering the house of an untouchable family and accepting a tumbler of milk to drink. Rao's acute perception of Murthy's agitated behavior brings out the struggle of conflicting loyalties taking place in this young Brahmin's mind. Murthy is divided between an inherited and deeply felt fear of defilement in accepting parish hospitality and a more modern Gandhian interpretation of Hindu morality, which proclaims the brotherhood and equality of mankind. R. Shepherd. The characterization of Murthy is over. The next character is Ratna. Ratna is presented in Kanthapura as a young and educated widow. She is of the group of characters who are with Murthy. Her education stands her in good stead in conducting the freedom struggle. Her talents are first recognized when, after the death of Ramakrishnaya, someone is needed to do the reading and elucidation of the Shastras. It is only Ratna who reads them and Rangamma who explains the text. Ratna is a very attractive and lovable lady. Murthy pays a special attention at her. Very soon, a seed of love grows in them. Ratna supports and helps Murthy in his every political activity. She is the daughter of Kamalamma. She was married in childhood and became a widow in the very age of 15. Ratna is a brave lady, for she could wash clothes on the river alone and came back all by herself, walking through the fields and the business. She is a child widow who has never actually lived with her husband, but she is still expected to behave like a widow and not live the life of a normal girl. She does not wear the dress like a widow. She wears bangles, colored dhotis, and puts the mark of bindi on her forehead. She refuses to satisfy the whims of stupid village cronies and dresses herself as she likes and moves and romps about according to her pleasure and wishes. Ratna is a source of encouragement and inspiration to Murthy. She helps him in almost of every occasion. She likes him too. There is just a hint of love affair between the two. In her relation with Murthy, she gets transformed. Ratna came to see him, Murthy. He felt there was something different in his feelings towards her. Her smile did not seem to touch his heart with delicate satisfaction as it did before. There are also some hints of love between Ratna and Murthy, but Raja Rao does not develop this because the love theme is out of place in a patriotic novel, which is taken up with giving up even such normal things as land cultivation and looking after homes in order to serve the country. It would have looked very odd if Murthy had married Ratna or anyone after he cut short his studies, burnt his books, incurred excommunication because of mingling with the Parias, and lost his mother in consequence. Murthy comes to control the lascivious thought with regard to Ratna. He has now to give her such consideration which is given to a sister when she asks him if there is anything she can do for him. He replies that she should only pray with him so that the sins of others may be purified with their prayers. It is a case of sublimation of sexual desire, and as such an individual effort of Murthy, which is laudable. The characterization of Ratna is over. Our next character is Bhatta. Bhatta, the first Brahmin of Kanthapura, is one of the most interesting men in Kanthapura, and the novelist has given us a detailed account of his past, of his crooked nature, and the way in which he sets about doing the work of the red man and opposing the Gandhi movement. Bhatta is a despicable figure. He serves for a villain, though a mild one. He owns the major portion of the landed property in Kanthapura. He used to eat with great relish, munching and belching, and taking a little water to let the food settle so that he could eat more. He ate so much that there was little need of taking any evening meal on such days. Bhatta is a clever bloodsucker. It is surprising that Raja Rao has not done poetic justice to him in Kantapura. He deserves dire punishment, leaves duty for Kashi for penance, or maybe to escape the climate portending the scalding troubles in the village. Bhatta combined his vocation of priest with the work of lending money on interest. Even here he began in a small way by lending 10 rupees to Rampur maid who needed it for a nuptial ceremony of some sort. He was to repay the money in 2 months with 6% interest. It was maid who sent on the need client to Bhatta, for with increasing prosperity, Bhatta lost interest in his priesthood, a fine example of T.S. Eliot's cultural elite wanting to be the governing elite. It was difficult to get him for an obsequial dinner or a marriage ceremony. It was Bhatta who tries to poison the mind of Rangamma against Murthy but fails. He meets Murthy's mother Narsamma and tells her that the Swami had decided to excommunicate Murthy. Still later, he meets Narsamma again and tells her that Murthy has quarreled with him and insulted the Swami as a self-appointed fool. The result is that there is a bad feeling in the mother's mind against her son. Bhatta is a general villain, as most money sharks of the country are. As such, he has not been made a despicable as Chwakum, Thwackum, is in Tom Jones. He is the embodiment of corrupt humanity. His sensibilities are atrophied. He cannot appreciate the good things of Gandhi and his followers. He is type of man who never appreciates beauty of goodness. Bhatta is not a sincere and able husband for his wife. In the words of a critic, Bhatta is a unworried husband to what with his lack of consideration for his wife at home. On the days he dines out, his poor wife has only dal soup and rice. When the master of the house is out, better not brother about the meal. On the nights of obsequial dinners, he eats so little and she doesn't think of a dinner for herself, and Bhatta has no thought of her. The characterization of Bhatta is over.